Welcome, everybody, to A Servant's Heartbeat. My name is Kristen, and thank you for listening and allowing me to share my heartbeat for the kingdom of God with you. So, to get into the topic for this episode, I want to talk to you about your breathing. So, recently, I went to the doctor. And during my visit, they do one of those normal things that happens as part of almost every doctor's visit. They pull out this thing called a stethoscope because they want to listen to your heart. They want to listen to your breathing. I'm sure many of you listening have experienced this before. So the doctor tells you to breathe in, take a deep breath, inhale, breathe deep. So you do. Then he eventually or she eventually tells you to breathe out slowly or exhale, let it out. And you do. And when you take in that deep breath or breathe in from a medical standpoint, not that I'm a doctor by any means, but from a medical standpoint, that's referred to as inspiration. Or the process of drawing in air. Well, if inspiration is when you draw in air or breathe in, when you exhale, it's called expiration or the process of expelling air. So while this very scientific process is going on of inspiration and expiration, the doctor is listening to your heartbeat. Now, as a side note, when I was younger, when my doctor was listening to my heartbeat, that's how they initially detected that, hey, I think there's something going on here. And they realized through time that I had a heart murmur. But that was first initially discovered because of listening to my breathing, listening to my heartbeat. Because you can put that stethoscope on the chest and begin to listen to that breathing, and you can hear if there are any abnormal sounds in the breathing or coming from the heart. Now, I don't know that we'll necessarily get to this and my notes for today, but it makes me think about if the Lord were to take a spiritual stethoscope and ask me to breathe in and breathe out, what would my heartbeat for God sound like? So, getting into our topic for today, we're going to start in Job. So, towards the end of Job, when Job and his supposed three friends, some may call them, had said their piece about Job's situation, there comes a fourth person, Elihu, who says this in Job chapter 32, verse 8. So, Elihu says, "But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding." The part that I want to draw your attention to is inspiration. So that second half of that verse, "the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding." Now, I refer to it as a word nerd. I don't know if that's the best term to use, but when I am reading something, it could be a book or studying something in the Bible for sure, but sometimes words and the context that they are used in, it could be just a word that could be easily read and looked over. But there are times where like just the word and the context it was used in, something about it jumps out and they're like, "Hey, look here." So, and that's what happened here when I read that word, "the inspiration of the Almighty." It giveth them understanding. It got my wheels turning. Now, I'm digging into this. So, the Hebrew word for inspiration, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but it's used several places in the Old Testament, and it's translated into English in multiple ways. Some of those ways include breath, breathe, or blast, spirit, souls, and inspiration. So when it going back to how I started this discussion about our breathing, when I read this, or when I read this verse after looking at those definitions, I began to think the inspiration, the breath of the Almighty giveth them understanding. So this got me on a hunt after looking at all of these words. Where else does the Bible talk about inspiration, God breathing into somebody's life? So I got directed to Ezekiel 37, where it talks about the dry bones. So Ezekiel 37, starting at verse 5, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. So perhaps these are bones that have already expired, or that expiration has well done past. Behold, I will cause breath, inspiration, to enter into you, and ye shall live. Verse 6, I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath, inspiration, in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I'm reading this, and that last part of verse 6, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. I read that, and it immediately seemed like a connection there between what we just read in Job, the inspiration, the breath of the Almighty giveth them understanding. And then the Lord is saying here to Ezekiel, I'm going to put breath in them. I'm going to cause breath to enter into them. And when that happens, ye shall live and ye shall know. There's something about it when God breathes into a life, and when God speaks into a situation, it speaks life. And then it also brings a surety. I know God said this, or I know God is able to do this, or I know it's going to be all right because he's God. I can rest in just knowing that he's God. So for time's sake, I'm skipping a few verses here, still in Ezekiel. I'm skipping down to verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me. This is Ezekiel speaking here. And the breath, inspiration, came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. So you've got these dry bones here that have expired. Again, they are well past the expiration date, if you will. But when the inspiration of God came in to what had once expired, to what had once died, to what had once breathed its last breath, now it has become an exceeding great army. My mind, for me personally, went to things and times in my life where maybe I feel like, in a spiritual sense, something has died. In a natural sense, I am very much so still inhaling and exhaling. There's inspiration and expiration still going in the natural sense. But in the spiritual sense, there are times, and again, seasons, where just life happens, and maybe it seems like that dream has died, or that passion has died, or that burden for something has died, and it feels like that valley of dry bones. But it doesn't stop there. Oh, the things that God can and desires to do through a group of inspired people, a group of people where he has breathed into them, a group of people where he has said, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. The inspiration, the breath of the Almighty giveth them understanding. man, just to be inspired by God. So for clarification here, I'm directing some focus here on the word inspiration with understanding and hopefully some clarity here that yes, inspiration involves breathing, but there's also the inspiration that involves being stirred. Like it's a motivating thing. It's an umph that makes you want to move and take action on something. When you feel inspired to respond, inspired to do something. So I kind of with that in mind, it drew my attention to Psalms 150 in verse 6, because it happens to have the same Hebrew word as the other two verses that we read in Job and Ezekiel. So Psalms 150 verse 6 says, "Let everything that hath breath." It's that same Hebrew word, inspiration to praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And kind of going back to where I talked about a few moments ago, how yes, inspiration refers to our breathing, but inspiration can also refer to this stirring in you that causes a response to do something, such as praise the Lord. So when I have taken some time and just stopped and not worried about all of the worries and cares and distractions of life, and when I've taken some time in God's presence, something begins to happen. It's like God breathes in and there's some inspiration that happens because I realize what all God has done. I begin to realize how good he is. Yes, even though it may have been a hard day, even though there may be stresses and sickness and all kinds of things going on, that doesn't change the character of God. It doesn't change his ability, who he is, his power, his sovereignty. He is God, and he's done so much. I think about places I could be, the road I was headed down, and the pit he pulled me out of. When I begin to think about that causes some inspiration to happen. And it's this spontaneous praise of, yes, let everything that hath breath, he has breathed life into me. Have there been moments where I have felt like, man, I am spiritually dead? Yes, but then he breathes that life into me and I begin to have that understanding, that knowing begins to settle in and I am inspired to praise. Because I think about all that he's done and all that he is, and it creates that stirring. I can't help but to respond back to that in praise and honor to him. So yes, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. When I think about what he has breathed into me, that inspiration, yeah, it inspires me to praise. So I got a little excited about that because it's in my heart. So inspiration from a scripture standpoint, we read in, let me make sure I say it right, 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's God breathed. And we just talked about there, I may have went on a little bit of a testimony rant, but we just talked about there that God can breathe life into those things that were once dead. And every one of you right now, I'm assuming if you were listening to this podcast episode, that you are experiencing the medical definition of inspiration because you're breathing, you are inhaling inspiration and exhaling expiration. And again, I referenced this earlier that a doctor could put that thing on your chest and begin to listen to the natural beat of your heart as you engage in the process of being or having that inspiration and expiration. So but my mind began to think as I'm thinking through all of this, what am I inspired to do for God. That thing or that situation that it seems like God has just breathed into me. There's life. There's a stirring. There is something that is putting the fan on the flame, and I am led to a call to action to do something when I realize all that He has done for me. What do I feel passionate about? What burden may be there? It's like when you begin to talk about this, or when I think about serving it or doing this, that it's like it does something to my heart because I'm inspired to do it. Now, in an overall sense, I think that we all have been or have that call, or I guess how could I say this? I believe that we all, or God wants us all to be inspired to reach the lost. I believe that reaching souls is His heartbeat. And when He breathes into me, I believe that He shares that with me. And I want to share in that burden and heartbeat with Him. He loves souls. I want to love souls. And referring back to Ezekiel, the last part of verse 6 there, I think it was, talked about that exceeding great army. Well, when we're talking about an army, the goal is to win the war that they may be in. That's their whole focus as a group, as a whole. But then on an individual level, there are specific areas of service or expertise that a member of that army may have. And I say all that to try to explain the point that we all can have that inspiration to reach the lost, a heartbeat for souls. But there are times, at least for me, where I feel like, Lord, I know as a whole, as a church body, as a group, as your church, we have that desire to reach souls, but what specifically, Lord, am I inspired to do for you? What specific area of service do I have a passion for and can put my whole heart into it? Now, I definitely, personal example here, we'll see how this comes out. I felt like I'm getting tripped over my words here, but I think sometimes, at least for me, some things that we may feel that inspirational tug, if you will, that yes, there are times where it's like, I feel it, I'm inspired, I'm doing it. But then there may also be those times where I feel this tug, I feel this pull, but I'm a little afraid to take the action on that tug or on that pull. So as a personal example for me, I could be completely, and sometimes I feel like I maybe am content with just staying in that place, but I could be completely content with just doing devotions for music department. And it's staying within the church. I don't share it with anybody else. It's just something to try to help those that are in my church family, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's just, I'm good with just doing devotions like this with them. But a few years ago, I began to feel that inspired tug, if you will, the inspiration, the fanning of the flame, the push, the stir of, this isn't just for inside the walls of the church. How can you share this with other people? And then started a Servant's Heartbeat podcast. And it is a passion of mine. And there are times where, because of the year and a half or so that we didn't do episodes, that it does seem like, for whatever reason, there are times where those passions, burdens, dreams, desires, whatever it may be, may get a little stale. And you're like, God, what happened? And I asked myself that, just being transparent. The question that I have been asking myself lately is, why did I stop? And the response that I feel like came to me was in the form of a question: what happened to your inspiration? So yes, I stopped it for a little bit. And again, my question is, why did I stop? And I feel like The response back from the Lord in prayer was, "What happened to your inspiration?" Now, there are times, and I feel like I may be repeating myself here a little bit, but there are times where God breathes on us. And again, it is that blast of inspiration. It's like that breath of inspiration about a thought, an idea, a burden, a vision, a dream, whatever it may be. And it's like, okay, the Lord has laid this on my heart. He has put it in my mind. I want to do this for the kingdom of God. It's not something that I look at as work. It's a passion. It's something that I really want to do for him. And we sing the songs, "Lord, breathe on me." And I feel like he definitely does. And it may be just me, and maybe there's one or two of you out there that can identify with this, but in moments where he has breathed, it's so strong and it's so fresh. But then just because of life and busyness and situations and life happens, there are times where I can become spiritually stale, where it feels like, okay, that heartbeat, that vision, that desire, that dream has gotten stale. It's expired. And going back to what we read in Ezekiel, it talks about the Lord breathing life back into them, a reviving of that dream, a reviving of that passion, a reviving of that heartbeat because of that breath, that fresh inspiration that comes from him. And again, maybe it's an idea about something. I'm inspired with this idea. Maybe you're a Sunday school teacher or you work with the youth and you're trying to figure out how to reach them and present something to them and teach this lesson, and that fresh inspiration comes. Or maybe you're in a difficult situation and you feel like you can't comprehend what's going on, and then it's like that wisdom is breathed. And I've heard Brother Tipton say this before, or Bishop Tipton, and Pastor has referenced this several times here lately, but the Bible is the only book where the author is always present. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. God breathed. So when I'm asking myself, what happened to your inspiration? It also prompts the question of, how much time am I spending breathing in his presence? To where it's not a rush in and out, breathing real quick, I'm on the run, Lord. But on the times where I take to really push aside all distractions and whatever else may be on my plate, and just take the time to breathe deeply in his presence. Where I'm not trying to rush through this or that, but realizing that when I open this book, when I open the Bible, realizing that it is God breathed, inspiration is here. That life-giving breath is here. That reviving inspiration that I need for those dreams, passions, visions, whatever it may be, it's here. Because you can't separate God from his word. So when I'm spending time in his word, I am spending time with him. And there is no replacement for that. Again, this may be repeating what I already said here, but I feel like I have to repeat it to myself to make sure I get it. But again, I don't want to look at it as just, okay, I read today. Because I do. But I want to look at it in the sense of, did I really spend time with him today? Just taking it one word at a time. And just breathing deep in his presence, not trying to get through it as fast as I can or just check it off because it's three chapters today and two tomorrow. It doesn't matter about the chapter count, the word count, the time, whatever. But taking the time to say, God, I'm spending time here with your word, and I need you to breathe on me. And I'm willing to stay in this place and to take the time not to rush in and out, because I feel like spiritually maybe I'm stale, or spiritually I'm lacking something. I need fresh inspiration. So wrapping it up with this, just to go over those last or first two verses that we talked about in the beginning. Job 32:8, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration, the breath of the Almighty, giveth them understanding. Am I confused about something? Am I not understanding something? Is sometimes life problems too much for me, and it seems like I can't comprehend? The inspiration, the breath of the Almighty gives understanding. Are there times where I feel like sometimes spiritually I get stale, or the passion seems to have died out a little bit? Ezekiel talks about the Lord breathing into them. That breath came into them. They lived. Revival in them happened. And they stood on their feet, an exceeding great army. So, do you need some inspiration? Do you want fresh inspiration from God? Spend some time in His Word.